Hey there, everyone. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, located on Treaty 1 territory in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We are so excited to be in the studio today. It's a very special time of the year, if you didn't know. It is Fund Drive, which is our annual fundraiser and accounts for approximately 20 to 25% of CKUW's overall budget for the whole year. So thank you all for tuning in. We're really excited because we're doing a bit of special programming here on Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. We have in the studio today with us Kiana Fontaine, who works with Art City. Hi, thank you for being here, Kiana.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's so lovely to have you with us this week. Our goal was to interview people who are associated with organizations who we feel have values that really align with CKUW's, which is low barrier or completely free programming, and like raising community voices in ways that maybe more mainstream organizations don't. So, yeah, it's a real privilege to have you with us today. So why don't we start with hearing a little bit about what you do at Art City?
Okay. I started out at Art City as a participant as a kid. So I went every single day as much as I could. Art City was my favorite thing ever. Then I moved away to Ottawa. Moved back to Winnipeg, went back to Art City right away, signed up to be a volunteer, and I just loved Art City so much, I wanted to be a part of it. Then one day, they called me up and asked me if I wanted to work there, and I said yes, because that was, like, my lifelong dream. And I didn't know that was, like, something that was going to happen, so right now I'm a workshop facilitator, and I also run the Indigenous Art Program at Art City.
That's so incredible. And what a sweet story, like, from childhood to adulthood, like, Art City's been such a huge part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, for you, what is the importance of having access to free or low-barrier arts programming in the city?
Well, I think it's really important and life-changing. I feel like just teaching people the importance of expressing yourself and your voice is really important. Having a space that's barrier free and you always have a place to go, and Art City also serves like a warm meal, so you really get everything at Art City. Like, it's a safe place where you can build community, you can express yourself, you get to nurture like your art skills, and then you also get a warm place to be and then a warm meal in your belly,
which is so important. Yeah. For Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. Especially like during this period of time. Yeah. Where it's so cold out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have a lot of experience yourself with fundraising. What has that experience been like for you at Art City?
It's actually really eye-opening and one of my favorite times of the year. I feel like now I think of it like, oh, this is when the fundraiser happens, like in May.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually start around now and we do these merch making parties and we all make collaborative paintings and then we sell them at our Art City Ball, which is this huge party, dance party that we throw to fundraise money for Art City. And it's always like a conceptual like art theme. Last mm-hmm. year was sky theme. The year before that was called Clash Dance, and it was like clashing patterns. So mm-hmm. it's like you dress up however you can, like however the theme like makes sense in your head, then you dress up as that.
That's so amazing. Yeah. And right before the show we were chatting and you said that Art City's annual fundraising goals are often like $60,000?
So they sell 1,000 tickets to our party every year and it sells out every year, and every year we say, but you gotta get your ticket now or
yeah,
it's gonna
exactly.
sell out. And then a lot of times people They miss out because it's the hottest party of the year.
Yeah, like me. Every year I miss out. And what's interesting about that is $60,000 is also our goal for the Fun Drive here on CKUW. So what is Fun Drive, you might be asking? It is our annual fundraiser here at the studio. And we are raising money for the studio. We want you to donate because we represent you. Here at the station, your donation means that you're playing an active part in creating and maintaining the content that you want to hear on the radio, and you're supporting the community we're all part of. We are your friends, your family, your weird neighbor who plays music too loud. We create the community that we want to see in the world and what we want Winnipeg to be known for. And CKUW plays a huge role in that. And for us here on Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, that means low barrier and free programming, specifically for the arts. So our personal show goal for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables was $440, which was really ambitious for us because we are just a half-hour show. And we have well surpassed that at this point in time. Thank you so, so much to all of our donors thus far. We have raised... Actually, I just got a donation notice handed to me, which is really exciting. And this donation from Morgan of $75. Thank you so much, Morgan. You have put us over the $500 amount raised for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, which is so exciting. Thank you so much. So in total, let me do a bit of quick math here. We are now at $560 pre-pledged and raised today on the show. So thank you so much to the following people for donating. Angie LeBrun, my mom. Thank you, Mom. Derek, Pat, Karen, Debbie, Paul, Dan, Theo, Jennifer Gibson, who is a frequent guest on the show, and Sarah Sarasic, thank you all so, so much for donating. We really appreciate it. You know, we do our best here on the show to get good content out to you every week. And yeah, thank you so much again for supporting local community voices. If you do donate, you have a couple of options for incentives. You can, at every pledge level above $35, you can get a Friends with Benefits card for CKUW, which gets you discounts at a lot of really great places around the city. But in lieu of a physical incentive, you can also get a charitable tax receipt for any donation over $35. But if you do love merch, at the $75 level, you can get that Friends card as well as a t-shirt with CKUW's annual Fun Drive art on it. And at the 95.90 cent level, you can get a Friends card and a toque, which is really nice. Keep you cozy in the wintertime. So, if you would like to pledge, you can call us at 204-774-6877. Or you can donate online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. You can also PayPal or e-transfer us at fundrive.ckuw.ca. So once again, that pledge line. Call in right now. Right now. Please. Thank you. It is 204-774-6877. But back to our mini interview here. So you've been... How long have you been an Indigenous art programmer at our city now?
I think now it's been 4 years. I started working at Arts, or 3 years. It'll be 4 years soon. Wow. I started working at Art City in 2020. And then I think a year after that, I was the Indigenous art programmer.
Amazing. Yeah. What kind of workshops do you usually facilitate and what kind of programming?
Well, for the Indigenous art program, I plan it all. I used to work with another Indigenous art programmer, but we would brainstorm together before and come up with programming, and then now it's like the same deal. It's always cultural, so we try to do like beading, different styles of like painting, like maybe like focusing on like Ojibwe florals or like Norval more so, like woodland art, just like taking time to learn about it. And then dream catchers, we've done like ribbon skirts, ribbon shirts, we've worked on like animal hides, like beaver hide, moose hide, like tanning it. And we bring guest artists or knowledge keepers in the community to help us too. And then sometimes I try to make it fun, because all that stuff is fun, but our artwork, it's hard. And like, yeah, you need, yeah. So sometimes I try to plan something like super like wacky and fun, because I think last year we made I called it like Indian car parade, because okay, at powwows, some powwows they'll do a parade where if you have like a really junky car, you dress it up like super funny, and it's called like an Indian car. If you have like a old beater car, and that's just like a joke in like the native community, like about us. And then so at Art City, I tried to do this like Indian car parade. So we have like a remote control car pieces,
yeah,
and then we just built the bodies of the car with like foam core and hot glue guns and stuff like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
We just made like a collaborative zine. So we made our zine about like things you care about.
Aww.
For the Indigenous art program, and like just getting participants to like express themselves like in any way, as long as it's like good and like respectful, mm-hmm, and then like having no boundaries, like if you wanted to like do like a poem, drawings, something silly, like it's just nice, I think, also just to have that like time to like just like sit there and express yourself in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and then we'll do like a project, like we skinned a coyote before, so we have like,
wow,
more,
yeah,
serious things like that.
That's really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of investment in like community building at Art City, and you yourself, you were a kid when went to Art City programming as well. What have you seen, like what is the impact on the community around Art City, and how does it bring benefit to the people who are using it?
Well, I guess like I can think about myself as a kid. Art City was just like my favorite place to go. They do like so much programming, so like I even the other day, like, they found, like, we have, like, our hard drive, and then, mm-hmm, there's, like, some art I did on there from when I was a kid, I guess, because we have, like, a digital art program, and, like, I made songs when I was, like, 7, and just, like, listening to that is really funny for me, but it's also really sweet. So, like, it gives you, like, a sense of belonging in the community. And then also, what's really important is that, like, Art City is offering, like, a space that, like, teaches yourself that, like, you can be creative and you can, like, express yourself,
mm-hmm,
and then be a part of a community. And then also just, like, I feel like it makes the world a better place.
Yeah, totally. I am very strongly of the opinion that art heals, and art can really, like, improve a person's life in great ways. And Art City is really cool because it's not just programming for kids or just adults. It's for everybody.
Yeah, it's everyone. And, like, one thing that's really awesome for me I think, like, when you're a kid, being creative comes natural to you. And for me, and then other kids that go to Art City, or people who've gone to Art City as a kid, like, it helps you nurture that skill. And then since I went to Art City almost my whole life, mm-hmm. I got to nurture my skill, like, into adulthood. And then I'm an artist now. And then also, like, the adult participants that come into Art City now, like, they may not have been artists their whole life, but it's really nice to see someone, like, working on that skill now and, like, realizing that they really love art, and then that Art City is just a place they want to go to every day.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I love that. And what's incredible is there's a lot of places that offer low barrier programming in the city, but Art City is, like, specifically free most of the time, which is so great.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned you yourself are an artist. Do you want to talk a little bit about your personal art practice?
Sure. Well, I'm a painter. I mostly do watercolor paintings now. Lots of like paintings of nature, animals. I used to do mainly just like acrylic mm-hmm. paintings, but it started out because, like, I also grew up as a powwow dancer, and then my mom wanted me to learn, like, as young as possible, like, how to bead and how to sew. And then I was always creative because of Art City, and then, like, I was always thinking about what regalia I can make next. So, like, I would always be doodling, like, my next dress or my next mm-hmm. beadwork. And then, like, I always liked art, and I just, like, always wanted to make art. And sometimes I felt stuck, and something that would always just, like, happen is just, like, I would always be drawing flowers. And then I wanted to paint one day, and I just like started painting all my beadwork designs, and that's kind of how it went from there.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then now, like, with watercolor, like, it's still mostly about, like, plants and flowers, and it's just, like, yeah, it's all about my culture and, like, wanting to learn about, like, different plants and, like, medicines, and, like, that's our connection, like, to the land.
100%. Yeah, that sounds really lovely. And, yeah, our connection through art is mm-hmm. so important, because without a cultural, artistic connection, like, you know, what's left?
Yeah. I was, like, painting for a long time, and I started working at Art City, and, like, my coworkers, like, would ask if I made art, and, like, I wouldn't really, like, post about it or anything, but then they were the ones who are, like, you should sell your art, like, you should post your art.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I've just, like, I guess I'm still blossoming, but, like, now I've been able to do murals and, like, commissions and, like, just, like, sell paintings and just, like, make art, and being an artist is, like, fully who I am now. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, all because of Art City and my culture, but, like, the two of them together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A perfect combination.
Yeah.
Because that community is so important to, like, help encourage and build and, mm-hmm. yeah. And that's what we hope that people get from CKUW here too. Like,
yeah,
I have always, like, loved music and radio, and it's because of CKUW that I got to get myself involved in training to volunteer here. And it's you know, CKUW is 100% volunteer driven. The people that do these shows do them because they love them and they want the station to flourish, which I think Art City has a lot of facilitators and volunteers who do the same thing. And yeah, so for Fun Drive, just a little reminder, we are in the middle of fundraising for the station. If you would like to make a pledge, you can call us at 204-774-6877 or make an online donation at fundrive.ckw.ca. We have many different pledge incentive levels. If you contact us at the and want to pledge $125, you get a friend's card, a shirt, and your choice of a second t-shirt or a toque. And if you pledge at the $75 level, you can get that shirt and the friends card. But also keep in mind that every donation over $35 is eligible for a charitable tax receipt, which I know sometimes in our culture of the overabundance of clothing production, you might not need more t-shirts, but you can always get that tax receipt, which is great. So just a quick reminder, that it was 204-774-6877 if you want to call in right now to pledge your donation to Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. And that money goes straight to the station. It helps support maintenance on all of the equipment here. So computers, recording microphones, styluses for the turntables. There really is an endless amount of maintenance that needs to happen here. And we hope that you feel like our contributions are worthy of your donation. We are here with Kiana Fontaine right now chatting about what it means to them to participate in low barrier or free arts programming in the city. We have about 7 minutes left on the show. Do you have any final words about Art City or what the kind of programming that Art City does means to you and what it means to be a part of Winnipeg's arts community?
I also want to say I'm really grateful to be a part of Art City. I feel like it's like a dream to have a job where you get to be creative and then also work in the community. Like, it's for the community. And a great thing that, like, Art City does and, like, what they're really good at is, like, when we have a project and we want, like, participants to come up with, like, the ideas, like, for our Halloween party, or we throw an Art City parade. We get our participants to brainstorm and come up with all the ideas, and it's really amazing to see, their ideas and, like, their concept drawings, and then we take it, and then we make it reality. Mm-hmm. And then, like, just, like, seeing them be really proud when they see their, like, idea go from the paper to real life, and it's, like, large scale. Recently, we had to make, like, a Yeti, like, because we do this event called Snowball, so it's, like, our winter fun festival, and then the Forks wanted us to make a warming hut for them for the ice. So we got our participants to, like, brainstorm what a Yeti hut would look like to them, and then we made, like, the real life scale of, like, a Yeti hut from a drawing, and we made it look exactly how it did as a drawing, and the participant was, like, blown away that, like, their drawing looks, like, exactly the way it does in real life, and that kind of stuff, like, makes me really happy and, like, warms my heart, because it's, like, your ideas are important, and now you know, like, you can think creatively.
Yeah, and there's an organization that's here to, like, bolster that idea and support you in achieving your creative goals, which is so beautiful, and what Sika UW does for so many people as well, who host shows, and, you know, our show specifically, we try to interview artists and promote local galleries as much as possible. So if you like what we do here and you want to see more local arts news coverage, make sure you donate by calling at 204-774-6877 or online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. Thank you again so much for being on the show with me today, Kiana. It was wonderful to get to meet you and chat with you here.
Yeah, same here.
Are there any special events at Art City coming up that you'd like to plug?
Well, our fundraiser is coming up in May.
Perfect.
I think early May. So keep your eye out. Check our social media. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It always is. Mm-hmm. I'm aiming to get tickets this year. I will challenge someone to a duel.
Yeah,
to get a ticket.
May's coming up, so.
It really is. It'll be here sooner than we realize. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you all for tuning in and for everyone who's already donated to CKUW and the show. We have crossed the $21,000 funds raised amount for the station as a whole, which is so incredible. Thank you to all of the donors who have already contributed. But we are still a far cry away from $60,000, which is our station's goal, to help support our annual budget. But that is all that we have, all the time we have for today. So stay tuned for Tawny the Brave. And we will be with you next week with another mini interview in support of Fun Drive with some of MAWA's staff members. So yeah, hope you all stay warm out there, drive safe if you're on your way home, and we'll talk next week. Bye, everyone.
Keith Moon. And when you hear that, you know it's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm your host, Dave G. Berthume. I'll be your host for the next hour and a half. I'm glad you're with us. It's the first